Gary Meyer with David Hochberg, the president of Townstone Financial. If you'd like to ask David a question about financing or refinancing your mortgage, 312-981-7200. And David has an announcement that he's going to be a permanent fixture on one of our sister products.
Yeah, the FM, WGN.FM, I'm going to have a show once a week, live radio show on the internet, where we're going to be interacting with the listeners. Going to be Facebook, internet-based, Twitter. My handle on Twitter, I have a Twitter account, David Hochberg. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to David, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, and sign up to get my twits or tweets or whatever they're called. So I'm learning all about it. I'm super psyched. You've given me the opportunity and opened the door to help your listeners and the WGN listeners out there. And I get calls and emails every day of every week thanking me for the information that I give them. Even if I can't help them, they appreciate the straight talk, the no BS, and Mr. DeCastro and Todd Manley and Jeff Hill in the sales department saw an opportunity to expand my presence here. And thankful to those three gentlemen, Danny Richmond and David Galvan up in the sales department, to give me the opportunity to expand my footprint here and help more people. And that's what it's all about. It's giving information. If you want to come to me to do a loan, great. You know, it'd be nice. But if you don't want to, at least you have the information to go to where you need to go to in order to get the help that you need to either lower your rate, lower your payment, get out of foreclosure, whatever you need to do. So we'll be there helping people for the next year on the internet.
When does that start?
We're going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. We're going to do a couple of trial runs. I have a meeting with Todd on Monday, the program director here, to map things out and how we're going to do it and how the show is going to roll, and probably do a couple of trial runs within the next couple of weeks and hopefully launch full bore in sometime in December, when it'll be all announced on WGNAM. It'll be on the Facebook page. So we will let the listeners know when we're ready to launch, and hopefully they'll be there to join us.
That's where Jonathan Brandmeier is.
Yeah.
That's where he does his show.
It's going to be after Johnny's show from 11 to 12, one day a week. And if it's successful, hopefully we'll expand it from there.
All right. And if you need to get a hold of David beyond talking to him here, 312-896-2111 is his office number. Townstone.com is his website. And Sarah, you are up first here at 312-981-7200. What do you got for David?
Well, I just had a question. I'm not quite sure what I need to do, but I purchased a home in 2007, and I've been struggling to make the mortgage payments, and I just don't know if I can keep it up much longer, but I still don't think that my house value is enough to sell it, so I don't know what direction I should probably go in.
Well, what did you buy the house at? What was the price of the house when you bought it?
The house was $230,000.
And what's it worth? And what's it worth today?
I think someone down the street sold for like $170,000, $180,000, somewhere in there.
And what do you owe on the house?
I owe about $215,000.
$215,000, and the house is worth $170,000. Have you missed any mortgage payments?
I think I missed one or two that are technically considered late this year. It's a real struggle, and I do what I can, but I'm starting to feel a little bit of pressure and a little overwhelmed.
Do you have any money in the bank?
No, I don't. I'm a single mom, and I've been going through a divorce, and so I don't have a whole lot of resources.
Okay. You would qualify for, number one, you should try to do a loan modification, but it's going to be tough to get a loan modification because of the reduced income, which you just said. What you might want to consider is doing what's called a short sale. Have you ever heard what a short sale is?
I've heard about it. I just don't know much about it.
Okay, a short sale is for people. I mean, you're a poster child for the short sale. A short sale is when your home is worth $170,000 and you owe $215,000, you're broke, and you got kids, and you don't make enough money to support the house. So you are a poster child for a short sale. Short sale is when you hire a realtor. I've got a team of great short sale experts, Lauren Chu and Kate Dolan. Lauren's number is 312. If you want to write this down, you can give her a call. 312-909-1329. 312-909-1329. Kate and Lauren are my short sale experts. They go in and help you negotiate with your current lender to get you out of that house where you don't have to pay any of the shortage. And also, the great thing is that you have an end date to where your problems stop and a start date to when your life goes on and you start rebuilding your credit, you know, from the missed mortgage payments and everything like that. So what I would do is contact Lauren at 312-909-1329 and talk to her about a short sale to see if you qualify.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right,
Sarah.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Jason, you're on with David Hochberg.
Gary, David, thanks for taking my call. quick question. I've got a single-family home on about 8 acres. Next to me is a 12-acre, basically, farmland. Is there any way I can refinance and lump that in? I've looked at that, pretty much been told no. I've looked at USDA. Are there any other agricultural loans that I can get that would maybe be beneficial for me to get that property?
So are you? Is that 12 acres yours, or is that 12 acres that you want to acquire? Okay, so he's out in the middle of his 12 acres here. So
he doesn't have service on the acreage.
So here, just to answer the basic answer to his question is that whenever you've got acreage out there and it's considered some type of agriculture or rural, you should go to a local bank and try to get a rural loan and see if they'll wrap it together. Those loans are very, very specific and very, very delicate and very, very tricky, and you want to work with a local banker that you would have a relationship with out there in the farm country, per se, to do those loans.
Okay.
That's what I would do, buddy.
All right,
Jason?
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, Jason.
All right. After Leslie does some traffic here in a few words, more of your phone calls at 312-981-7200 for David Hochberg. How many calls a week do you get like that woman who's in the situation?
Oh, Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, I get at least 10 calls like that a week. I get at least 15 emails like that a week. People that she bought in 07, people that bought in 07, 08, at the peak, that was at the top of the roller coaster ride, baby. And once they got in, that thing came crashing down. And she's what? She's $45,000 upside down, divorced, couple of kids, missed a couple of mortgage payments. You got to pull the emergency chute and get the hell out of the house. You got to start over.
Okay. More of that coming up. David Hochberg, the president of Townstone Financial, is here to answer your questions like Rob's question. Rob, what do you got?
I got a bad situation. I'm 68 years old. I live out in Belvedere. I want to buy a manufactured home in one of the parks out here.
Yeah.
I've got a combined credit score of 740.
Okay.
My debt of 20. And the house I'm looking at is 40. They're asking for 40 grand. Nobody wants to touch me.
Well, nobody. It's not that they don't want to touch you. It's not that they don't want to touch you. They just don't want to touch the manufactured home in the mobile home park or in the manufactured home park. That's where your problem is. Okay, because not too many people. And don't take this the wrong way. Anybody living in those parks, but the performance on those type of loans in the past has not been very, very good. Okay, and you fall into the category of manufactured home and a manufactured home park performance history, which is not very good, right? So what I would do, it's not you. It's not a knock on you with your 740 credit scores. How come you got $20,000 worth of credit card debt? What's that all about?
Well, it's not credit card. I've got $8,000 on a car.
Okay.
And six on a personal loan.
Okay.
And the balance on credit cards.
Okay. How much you got in the bank?
$27,000.
Okay, so why don't you do this? Why don't you pay down that credit card debt, number one? Why don't you go to a local bank that you have a relationship with in the Belvedere area, right, with your 740 credit scores, put the money that you have in the bank and say, hey, I'm going to put down 10, 15 G's on a $40,000, construction manufactured home and give me a personal loan for $25,000 and knock the thing out. I mean, that's what I would do. You gotta be your own salesperson to these bankers when you're trying to get this done. Because if you go through the manufactured home park, you're going to get a 15% bridge loan from the auto company that's going to give you the loan. Nobody wants to do those loans.
Uh-huh.
So I would go with your 740 credit score and your 25 G's, take it to a bank and try to get a loan, put a huge down payment down and see if they'll give you a loan against that property. That's your best shot on that property, Rob.
All right, Rob?
I've been with U.S. Bank for 23 years. Surprisingly, they wouldn't touch it.
That's not surprising.
And thank you, David.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Rob.
Find a local bank. Find a credit union. Find somebody that appreciates a relationship. U.S. Bank, you're a pimple on a buffalo's butt down there.
That's their slogan.
That's right. And,
That's Stagecoach Bank, Americant, all of them.
Well, I'm going into another path, so I have to be careful in how I talk about banks. So that's one of the things I'm going to learn about with Mr. Manley. So go ahead. Who's up next,
that's
Gary?
That's the boss here. John, you're on with David Hochberg, who's learning.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, David, my question is, I've been paying a mortgage insurance for the last 5 years since we bought our house. I'm just wondering, how long do I have to keep on paying that? Does that continue through the whole time of the loan?
Is it how long have you been in that 5 years? How much did you put down on the home?
We put down 12%.
12%. Where do you live?
Princeton, Illinois.
Princeton, Illinois. So you're out there in the sticks, out there just outside of Marseilles. Is Rip still out there, that chicken joint?
He sure is. Okay. Atlanta, Illinois.
All right, there you go. So here's what I would do. Princeton, Illinois, if you said you lived in Bucktown, it would be different because the properties in Bucktown have gone up over the past 5 years, okay? So over the past 5 years, you've paid your loan down by about 6-7%, okay? So just on purely paying your loan down, you're close to that 20% loan-to-value special spot where you need to be to drop the PMI. So if you've gotten any type of appreciation in Princeton, 1-3% over the past 5 years, then you should contact your lender to find out what you have to do to get out of PMI. They're not going to contact you, Johnny. You got to be proactive and get that done. Did you use a realtor to buy that home in Princeton?
Yes, we did.
I would contact that realtor. I love realtors. I would contact that realtor and ask the realtor what he or she thinks that house is worth in the market today. Okay? You take the value of what the realtor tells you and you multiply it by 0.8, 80%. If your loan amount is less than that number, then call your lender and find out what you have to do to get your PMI removed from your loan.
All right.
Does that
All
make
right.
sense?
Thank you very much.
All right.
That
no,
sure does.
No problem, Johnny.
You slipped into a little Mayberry there. How's that chicken joint out there? Still good?
No, Rips is awesome, Darla? Man. I've been out
Rips?
There. Rips. It's like in the middle of no place, and everybody out in that part of the world is going, he's damn right, that's the best chicken you'll ever eat.
Mike, you're on with Andy Griffith.
Hello, Andy.
Mike.
Questions I've got. Bought a 3-flat 6 months ago.
Yep.
Bought it for about half of its value.
Okay.
Pay cash for it. I'm looking to finance it now, refinance it.
Right.
I know there's been restrictions as to 6 months. Mm-hmm. You can get about 70% of the purchase value.
No, they haven't loosened anything up. They've tightened it down. Is this your primary residence there, Mike?
No, it's not. It's an investment property.
Okay, so you've got other issues there because it's an investment property. Have there been other 3-unit buildings in the past 6 months that have sold for what you think the value should be?
Yes, they have.
Okay. What do you have on your primary residence? Do you have a mortgage on your primary residence?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Do you have any equity there to take out? What are you going to use this money for?
I took out some equity from the primary residence to buy this property with cash. Now I'm looking at buying another one.
Okay. How much? Well, you know, let's look at your primary residence. What's your primary residence worth?
About $450.
And how much did you take out to buy this place?
Took out about 150.
Is that the only loan you have on the house?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a line of credit or a fixed rate loan?
It is a fixed rate loan.
Okay. What rate?
Right around 3.75.
On a 30-year fixed loan?
Yes.
Okay. That's a great rate. How much are you looking to pull out now?
Probably another 150. I'd like to do is try and get to get the money out on the investment property that was purchased with cash.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that because that rate's going to be high and that rate's going to be terrible. What I would look to do is if you have good credit.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a better way. I'm going to give you a better way, a cheaper way, and a less costly way to do this, and you're going to love me for it. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to call me because if you qualify, I have a home equity line of credit bank that's offering a rate in the high twos. Low threes, high twos, no closing costs if you qualify, right? If I were you and you qualify, I'd pop out a line of credit for 150 Gs, right? So then you'll have $300,000 worth of mortgages against a $450,000 house. You use that $150,000 to go buy your next 3-flat, and you just keep rocking and rolling. And then by that time, you'll have a year under your belt with this 3-flat. You can get the full value, take cash out of the investment property, and do whatever you want. The cheapest money is always going to be the money against your primary residence. That's why you focus on your primary residence.
All right, Mike.
Okay.
All right,
thank
man.
You. All right, I got Mike and Matthew and Adam on the phone, and David will handle that on the phone in the other room. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
David Hochberg, townstone.com, 312-896-2111 if you need to talk to him. It's WGN.